Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre steeds bewolk in die oggend 16:25, Johannesburg 16:24, Mbombela 17:24 en Rustenburg 18:27.
Traffic off to a good start this afternoon in Fourways area, including the highway starting to get a bit busy in the capital city. Transurani, WF and Cornwall very busy already, and reports of an accident on the N3 southbound after Linksfield. We'll keep an eye on it for you.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Yannick Sinner roars back in Melbourne as Iga Swiatek sets up Emma Raducanu clash, and Wallaby Great Michael Hooper comes out of retirement to fill in for Peter Steph Tutoi.
Judges Matter vra dat beleid oor seksuele teistering opgestel word vir die regbank. Dit nou te midde van 'n saak van seksuele teistering teen die Oos-Kaap se regterpresident Selby Mbenenge. 'n Sekretaresse in die provinsie se Hooggeregshof het die klagte teen hom gelê en dis die eerste keer dat 'n regterpresident teen so 'n aanklagte te staan kom. Nou sê Judges Matter se Bekizeli Benjamin, 'n beleid in die verband sal dit makliker maak vir slagoffers om voorvallen aan te meld.
Sexual harassment, we never ever see a complaint get to this day. We have been advocating for a sexual harassment policy to be developed for the judiciary. That work needs to be dealt with urgently.
Hy het dit met Newsroom Africa gedeel. Afriforum Solidariteit en die Solidariteit Skole Ondersteuningsentrum het intussen met regstappe begin teen die implementering van die Bella-wet. Kali Kriel van Afriforum sê president Cyril Ramaphosa het irrasioneel opgetree toe hy die minister van basiese onderwys, Siviwe Gwagube, se aanbeveling geïgnoreer het. Haar voorstel was dat die implementering van beleid oor taal en toelating uitgestel word. Hy sê die regsbriewe eis 'n resolusie binne 10 dae of die saak sal in die hof voortgaan.
Op 'n meer positiewe noot gaan ons ten volle deelneem aan die proses om norme en standaarde te skryf wat nou kom, om seker te maak dat ons wel bepalings inkry wat Afrikaanse skole soveel as moontlik beskerm.
Dan as Stilfontein in Noordwes, Zimbabwe sê die land werk saam met Suid-Afrika om die 465 Zimbabweërs wat na die oppervlak gebring is te identifiseer en te verifieer. Dit verwys na daardie onwettige myners. Nou, 'n lid van die Zimbabwese afvaardiging, Iria Piri, het die media in Stilfontein toegespreek.
We'll try to extract as much information as possible so that we have some first indication of who exactly was operating underground with those from Zimbabwe.
En twee vrywilligers wat gister deelgeneem het aan die Stilfontein reddingssending sal beradinge ontvang. Die polisiewoordvoerder Athlenda Mate sê die vrywilligers het bevestig dat alle onwettige mynwerkers na die oppervlak gebring is en dat daar geen oorblywende liggame is nie.
What is also unfolding is that the two volunteers are also on site where our detectives are taking down statements where they need to confirm that everyone has been evacuated, and they then need to outline what it is that they found underground.
Ek is Marlene Fouchier, meer nuus om 5.
Hey you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you. Oh, I leave quiet.